This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Republic has awakened a powerful force in this nation. Women. W-O-W. No, I'm not joking.
Whoa, man.
W-O-W.
Wow.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
How long before the climate lockdowns?
What we have to do is flatten the curve and avoid the peak demands.
Hey, I've seen this one. This is a classic.
But climate change imposes costs on American families much worse than gasoline prices.
It's not political. There's no ideology in it. It's a universal issue defined by science.
Bah! Has science ever kissed a woman? Or won the Super Bowl? Or put a man on the moon?
Kerry's Gulfstream made 48 trips since Biden took office, emitting more than 300 metric tons of carbon.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We are broadcasting live today from Malden, Massachusetts, home of Mr. Frosty. Once the home of Mr. Frosty. I went into a 7-Eleven and I saw his photograph. It was on a milk carton. 844-500-4242. If I were doing Man in the Street TV interviews, I'd take a picture of him around the street. Who is this guy? It would take me about 5 minutes to get my piece. Nobody would know. All right. But we're here at Aviva Trattoria. Aviva Trattoria. It's on Exchange Street right downtown. Come on down. You can park in the large garage, parking garage behind Aviva Trattoria. And if you come in and you're a customer today, you will get a free Howie Carr book. And the management here at Aviva Trattoria is giving away free slices of pizza for everybody who's here this afternoon. So what could be better? You get a book, you get a slice of pizza, you can have a nice drink, nice TV screens up there, and that none of them are on the funeral preparations that are going on that you're probably already getting a little tired of. So come on down and join us here. We're going to have a great day.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to ride this rigatoni into the sky.
Hey, we're all set here. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, and we are going to get here, get on this. And you know, we've got a lot to get to here today, and I think the one aspect of the funeral that I want to take up is that this morning I was watching it on TV, and they said Prince King Charles has arrived.
Charles in charge of our day and our night.
And so, you know, he had arrived on a jet at an airfield, an RAF, Royal Air Force field in London or near London, and so I said to myself, "Gee, they got the camera on the on the exit," and I thought, "I wonder how far back in the plane he's sitting." You know, sometimes it takes you 10, 15, 20 minutes to get out of the damn plane. You know, and I assume he's going flying commercial because he's been warning us for decades, it seems like, about the scourge of global warming, the existential threat. But you know what? He was the first guy out of the plane. It was an amazing thing.
It's almost the only way to fly.
It was almost like there was nobody on the plane except for him. But anyway, you know, then came the bulletin that the beautiful people are starting to arrive en masse. And, you know, it's only 10 days. 10 days of fine dining, fine wining in the U.K., and one of the people who arrived was His Eminence, Joe Biden's climate czar.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Yes. They say that he either flies commercial or he flies on a military jet. And in this case, let me translate what military means. Military means private. That means he's flying on the same kind of jet as the new king.
I was just asking my staff. I thought we originally, I think the hearing was set from 10 to noon, and I can push to 12:30, but I am flying commercial.
Very fake.
And have a flight that I have to make, so I have to leave here by 12:30.
You remember the two times that he was caught on a commercial flight during the panic? And both times, he pulled down his mask. Everybody else gets booted out of the airport, not to mention can't get on the plane if they didn't have their mask on. He just takes down his mask. And he said, oh, I just took it down briefly. I was having a sip of that dreadful Chablis that they serve on this commercial jet.
Howie, what do you think he chooses for his snack when he's on the plane? Like, he must shudder when he sees Cheez-Its.
Foie gras? Is that how you pronounce it?
That's how you know you're not a beautiful person. You struggled to say that. Foie gras?
Or does he have crudites?
I don't know, but I don't think he's going for the blue chips.
No, I don't think he is. Or the Belgian chocolate chip cookies, which, you know, I guess they get a good discount on those on JetBlue. And I'll eat them in a pinch, but they're not
in
my
a pinch?
Favorite.
You ask for like three bags every time we're on a plane together.
I know, because I'm hungry. I'd prefer, though, some famous Amos's, you know, like everybody else would. Anyway, John Kerry. So the same day he jets into Heathrow or some such place, it comes out today that the Washington, the Free Beacon, has done the analysis of his flights since he became the climate envoy. He has flown more than 180,000 miles, flights that emitted more than 9.5 million pounds of carbon. How many pounds of carbon does it take to kill a polar bear? I'm gonna guess we're talking mass murder of our melanin-impaired ursine brothers and sisters at the North Pole. The Free Beacon reviewed 75 of Kerry's official travel announcements from March 2021 to July 2022, which show Kerry has flown roughly 180,100 miles, the equivalent of traveling around the world more than seven times, to discuss climate change with various world leaders. Everybody's just shaking their heads. I mean, no one's surprised. It's just, but still, it's appalling. I mean, what a fraud this guy is. Lovey, you know, some of these peons think I should be making Zoom calls to these conferences. So what's the fun of that? God. It's unclear how many miles Kerry will have to fly to solve climate change. He's willing to do it for the rest of his life, as long as he gets that private jet. An issue he's called an existential crisis.
Can I get out of here, please?
It's also unclear exactly how Kerry flies to each location to perform his official duties as climate czar. They have to. That's one of those things, you have to put that in the story, meaning they didn't respond, so we don't know for sure. But we all know for sure how he flies, right? He was photographed twice on a commercial jet, both times without a mask on. I think I'm going to say if the over-under is 3 on how many commercial flights he's taken since he became the special presidential envoy for climate. If the over-under is 3, I'm taking the under. Anyone want to take the over? No one's leaping at it here in Malden. 844-500-4242. 207 says, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Yeah, you do. I mean, this is the sacrifice that he is willing to make.
Can I get me a hunting license here?
If you offset your carbon, it's the only choice for somebody like me.
So let's not get silly here.
Who is traveling the world to win this battle? 844-500-4242.
This 844- tunnel will be a bargain.
781. There's only four cookies in this bag. Barbaric. I don't think that they're serving Belgian chocolate chip cookies like you and I get on JetBlue to Palm Beach International or Orlando. I think he's got a little little better quality and a little better quantity than we get. Tourist or coach, whatever.
Okay, everybody knows I botched a joke.
Surely he meant to say, everybody knows I am a botched joke. 844-500-4242. Did the special presidential envoy for climate bring John Kerry over with him to croon Prince Charles? Hey, ain't it good to know you've got a friend? All right, 844-500-4242. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liars said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000. We paid attention to the 400K, and they slipped this one in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've ever spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You traded thousands of hours of your time building your nest egg, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Goals, new guide. Five money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Call Monetary Gold now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get five money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
You're looking at the biggest cheesehead in America right here. Here I am.
Whenever we talk about John Kerry, it becomes like a top 40 show where everybody's they're not calling in, they're texting in their greatest hits that they want to hear. That they want to hear. And that was the first texter of the day on John Kerry. I think my favorite is, can I get out of here? Because that was a Herald story on how he was avoiding the excise tax. He wanted to raise your taxes and
can
my
taxes.
Can I
get out of here, please?
In the 2004 campaign. At the same time, you know, his wife, Mama T, was investing tens of millions of dollars, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, in tax-free municipal bonds to avoid paying taxes. And then after he loses, she buys him this yacht as a consolation prize, and he docks it in Newport, Rhode Island, to avoid the excise tax on the island of Nantucket, the town of Nantucket. Wow. What a guy. What a guy. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. You're going to love it at the Nauset Beach Inn. We had the cheap bastard deal yesterday. Their specials went so quickly because everybody who's been there wants to go back. But don't wait for the next cheap bastard deal. It'll be months. Book now online at NausetBeachInn.com, NausetBeachInn.com. All right. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What league are you more likely to watch, the MLB, the NBA, NFL, or NHL?
Definitely the NFL.
51% say the NFL. 31% say the NHL.
How about them Red Sox? They're in a pennant race. They got a 1/10 of 1% chance of making the playoffs in that phony baloney third wild card position.
15% say they'd rather watch the MLB.
15%. That doesn't leave much for the Celtics.
Just 3%.
844. That's a little lower than I thought. So is the NFL. I thought the NFL would be more. Again, I was grateful, though, last night to have something else to watch other than the endless funeral talk. It was, it wasn't that great of a game, but it was still better than funeral talk. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie. Bruce Newsom has now exposed himself, much like when we found out he was having an affair with his campaign manager's wife a few years back when he was the mayor.
Yeah, what's he exposed himself on now? Some kind of energy, or is he back at the French Laundry,
exactly,
or what?
Exactly, the climate change, Howie. What we found out is this. A whopping 10% of the energy comes from solar/windmills. So much for when there's no wind, when they've had 100 degrees each day this week. That's 10%, right? This is their model. The rest is 50% is natural gas. The rest 40% comes from other states where they're paying a premium, and they kind of want to back off on that.
Right, because the other states are having the same problem with drought, so they're not getting any hydroelectric power, and they need the power for their own air conditioning with the heat the way it is. And plus, weather is coming on, so they say that California, it's the largest state, but it is even more disproportionately an importer of energy, if you can call it importing, from other states. It's a disastrous scene. Nick, somebody, I think it was Issues and Insights, said today, if you were a business, you know, you were thinking about setting up a factory or expanding your factory in California, would you ever go to California? I mean, knowing that there's not going to be any energy.
Hey Howie, as the nuns used to say, the idiot, what's her name, Graniford? Remember she said a few months ago, if everybody had an electric car, we wouldn't be having these problems. Yeah, yeah. If they all plugged them in, it would be kind of different. So yeah. Here, deal has to be like smart, like Kristi Noem and DeSantis, and say, hey, this is New England here. Winter's coming. Are we going to have to keep our thermostats down to 62?
You know, the thing is, Nick, you know, like these other states had these, passed laws saying if California bans if California goes solely with electronic vehicles and bans internal combustion, we will follow in their footsteps. So Virginia now has a Republican governor who has a brain, and he's saying we're going to back out of this deal. We're going to get the legislature to repeal it. We're not going to commit economic and social suicide. But I haven't noticed anybody saying that in Massachusetts, because we're on the hook for the same stupid thing as we're supposed to go in California's path. Washington State hasn't done anything about it either. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Nick. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted your opinion on the article that came out today about a group called Seafood Watch, I think they're called. They're saying not to buy Maine or Canadian lobsters.
This is totally ridiculous. They're saying that it's killing right whales. Like a right whale couldn't bite through one of those rickety lobster traps. You ever seen those lobster traps? They're about to fall apart, 90% of them. It's ridiculous. You know, there was another good story today saying that, I think it was in the Federalist, saying that, you know, they've got to make all these green energy initiatives and trying to shut down lobstermen in Maine and trying to shut down, people building the Keystone Pipeline, blue-collar workers, people who produce, all kinds of tradesmen. It's a culture war. It's a part of the culture war, just like CRT, just like transgender education. They're trying to destroy our culture. And I thought it was a good observation. I'd never thought of it in that way before. But they want to put all the lobstermen in Maine out of business. It's the largest it's the largest generator of economic income in the state, I believe. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We are broadcasting live today from the Aviva Trattoria in downtown Malden, Massachusetts. Come on by. They get the free pizza. If you're a customer and you buy a drink or some food, you get a free book from the Howie Carr Show. You can have your picture taken with me. You can buy a Let's Go Brandon or Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt. We got all kinds of stuff. Everybody having a good time? All right. 844-500-4242. Right now we have the news with Grace.
Yes, indeed, Howard. This is Grace's news, and I'm here to tell you that the number of illegal migrants who entered the U.S. since Biden took office is approaching 2 million. It's one of these recurring headlines that always seems to get pushed aside for whatever the breaking news is of the day. But make no mistake, it is a scary number. The number of migrant encounters at the southern border has smashed through the 2 million mark this fiscal year, breaching the already historic 1.7 million encounters last year.
That's why we have to keep talking about Donald Trump so that nobody can talk about the illegal alien invasion or the fentanyl crisis or gas prices or empty supply shelves, anything else, anything other than the reality.
Yeah, the encounters can include multiple attempts by the same migrants, and additionally, nearly half of the encounters have resulted in an expulsion under Title 42, which the administration is arguing does not need to be in place any longer because COVID is over. And then in the same breath, they're telling us they need to cancel student loan debt because of the COVID emergency.
Right.
Just a little bit of something that they want to have both ways.
Exactly. And there's no more COVID emergency down on the border. But if you go to school, if you're a kid going to school in Philadelphia, you have to wear a mask. There's no COVID emergency on the border. But if you're not a vaccinated child in Washington, D.C., you can't even go back to public schools. Mixed message, anyone?
On the plus side, Governor Kathy Hochul did say that masks are optional on the MTA.
Yeah.
So don't forget that, everyone. That's a silver lining in all of this.
I'm thinking, considering how the subways smell in most places, but more so than most places in New York City, you probably want to keep your mask on.
Yeah. And you probably want to stay socially distant as well from anyone else on the tracks. Jen Psaki says she will bring passion for calling out BS to her new role at MSNBC.
Well, if anyone knows anything about BS, it's Jen Psaki.
First of all, Howie, she's not like you. She says she's not in the business of rage. My business is not rage. What I hope to do is bring that passion for explaining things, debunking things, and calling out BS when you see it to my next job. Debunking. She's going to be debunking things.
Oh, good. Is she the new Mary Poppins of misinformation?
Can she sing? That's the question. I'm not trying to hide from what my past experiences are. I very much publicly worked for the last president. I will also be transparent about what I believe. I mean, I did some work for Planned Parenthood. I very much believe that women should have the right to make choices. I'm not going to hide that when I'm on television.
Do you think that's her natural color hair?
Oh, how?
If she takes the questions from the viewers, I'm going to call in with that one.
Tim Ryan attends...
A lot of people have hair that looks like gasoline. Oh. It's the same color as gasoline.
Tim Ryan attends event with Biden after suggesting he shouldn't run in 2024. Ohio Democratic Senate candidate Tim Ryan, who's been all over the map on issues... He's just trying to figure out where the wind is blowing.
He's fading.
He appeared alongside President Joe Biden at a groundbreaking event ceremony for a new semiconductor plant.
He'll be needing a new job in January.
He said, well, my hunch is that, like, we need... I enjoy how they keep the like in there. Well, my hunch is that, like, we need new leadership across the board. Democrats, Republicans, I think it's time for a generational move for new leaders on both sides. This is after he's attending an event with Joe Biden. He's talking about a generational move. That sounds kind of pointed.
Grace, I'm gonna play this over and over again today, but I can't not play it. Cut 12.
Republic has awakened a powerful force in this nation. Women. W-O-W. No, I'm not joking.
W-O-W. Wow.
W-O-W, I'm not joking.
I like that. I didn't know that's how you spelled women.
A a three-letter word, jobs.
Wow.
B-O-B-S.
Wow.
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 Like, wow. Hold on.
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where I lease my RAV4. I love the staff, and I enjoyed the car leasing experience. It is easy, personalized, and moves at your own pace. Car buying or leasing the way you want it to be, go to toyotaofportsmouth.com.
One of the texters wants to know, is Jen Psaki planning on debunking Democrats?
The debunking only goes one way, Howie. You know that. Debunking only goes one way, and slip-ups only go one way.
Is she going to call out any Democrats for their exhorting violence in the streets?
Well, no. Any violence in the streets is the fault of Donald J. Trump. You know that. I don't have to explain
Even
that
when
to you.
Democrats stab reporters to death, it's Donald Trump's fault in Vegas.
Hey, you know, Howie, we were talking about how things just go one way, and I mentioned slip-ups. We didn't really talk about this yesterday, but did you see that Axios piece about how the Snapchat blunder worked out for Democrats?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they gave away the all the personal information of all the Republicans.
Yeah, the GOP data, it was an accident. It was a whoopsie by Snapchat. And then I think Snap is Snapchat. I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing with, banning the New York Post with the Hunter Biden laptop. You know, afterwards, they all come in and they say, oh, mistakes were made, as Bill Clinton used to say, right?
Yeah, it says Snapchat slip-up allows Democrat campaigns to tap into Republican voter data. Don't you hate it when that happens? How does the slip-up only affect Republicans' data?
Yeah, it's like all the mistakes that they have to correct. You know, they never made any mistakes, when the Steele dossier saying that Donald Trump was innocent. Or they never even reported that all their information was coming from Hillary Clinton's campaign. They never corrected any of that.
Funny how that works. Manchin approval is in free fall after Inflation Reduction Act vote.
As well it should be.
So Manchin made this backdoor deal with Chuck Schumer. He got a handshake from Chuck Schumer, and Chuck said, oh, don't worry.
You can trust Chuck. He's not like the others.
Yeah, that's the part of this I don't get. Like, he didn't have any sort of backup. His only thing
was... He didn't have anything in writing.
No, he just had Chuck Schumer's word, which now most of us know what that means. Chuck Schumer's word isn't
his word as a Schumer, which is as good as Dementia Joe's word as a Biden.
Well, West Virginia voters, who he claims to care so much about, are not happy with Senator Joe Manchin after he decided to vote for President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act. As recently as May, 57% of West Virginia voters approved of the job Joe Manchin was doing as senator. But according to a new poll, that number has now plummeted to just 26%.
And he's behind all of the potential Republican candidates against him, Governor Judge, and the Attorney General Morrissey, and even the Congressman Alex Mooney, who is originally from Cambridge, by the way. He has less of a lead than the two West Virginia natives, but he's even ahead of him by 7 points.
And lastly, Howie, migrants are being bused to sanctuary city Chicago.
Can we call them illegals?
I'm sorry, illegal aliens are being bused to sanctuary city Chicago as promptly shipped off to the suburbs. So Lori Lightfoot, who is the face of Chicago, is not...
I don't think that's very Christian of her. If she can call out Greg Abbott for being unchristian, can we call her out for being unchristian?
A group of over 100 migrants from the southern border were moved to an Illinois suburb after being welcomed in Chicago, an action that is reportedly frustrating local officials.
Welcome. Keep moving, amigos. Keep moving. Buenos dias, amigos.
The migrants are staying at a Hampton Inn in Burr Ridge and a Holiday Inn in Countryside, according to reporting by WGN-TV. An estimated 300 migrants have been bused from Texas to Chicago in the past 2 weeks.
And they're having a heart attack. They still got like probably close to 3 million people living in that benighted city. And they're freaking out over 300 people.
They're freaking out because...
That's like a morning in Del Rio, Texas.
Yeah, but they're, as that woman pointed out yesterday, Howie, they're not border towns. So right. They shouldn't have to deal with being sanctuary cities, even though they told us that they were proud to be sanctuary cities.
You know, I said yesterday, it's just too bad that they can't send a bus over to Martha's Vineyard. And someone said, what about the Woods Hole Freight Ferry?
Yeah.
The bus could go on there. There's plenty of room for a bus on the freight ferry over to from Woods Hole to the Vineyard. I never thought of that. It would be great. They could watch the seagulls as they go over. Do they have a welfare office on Martha's Vineyard?
Howard, can I give a shameless plug, please?
Yes.
Everyone, I would really appreciate if you would check out my piece in the Daily Mail. It's about the Queen and about some of the responses that she's getting on Twitter after her death. And if you give it a click, I'd really appreciate it because I want it to rise up on the site. So that's dailymail.com, and you can also check it out on my Twitter.
All right. 603, has Lori Lightfoot's husband, Gordon, been reached for God? Did he go down on the Edmund Fitzgerald in Lake Michigan? 844-500-4242. So is that it, Grace, for Grace's News?
That is it for Grace's News. I will be back at 5:30 with Police Blotter Facts.
But you will still be hanging out here at Aviva Trattoria. So if you want to come on down and have your picture taken with Grace, you'll be glad to sign your books, too, if you want. My books.
I love signing Howie's books because I didn't have to write them.
All right. 844-500-4242. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds as they lose control of these school boards, not just in Texas, but in Florida. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and a force for conservative values. This is because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they are winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the code word Howie. Special discounts are also available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement. Make the switch today and a difference tomorrow. It's easy to make the switch. I did it myself, and you know how bad I am with technology. So you can, if I can do it, you can do it too. You can make the switch. PatriotMobile.com/Howie, PatriotMobile.com/Howie, or call 972-PATRIOT. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
We're here. This afternoon, all afternoon long, a guy just walked in. He heard us on the radio, came in, got a book for his father. His name is Don Barter. Don, thanks for listening to the show. Your son just got you a book. You can get a book. Oh, I thought he'd left. He's still here. He's having a drink before he leaves. But anyway, he's got a book, and you just come on down. If you didn't know about it, we welcome you to come on in. They got the free pizza here today. If you buy something, you can get a book. If you buy something, you can get one of our t-shirts. We're having a great time, and now we've got the Aviva Trattoria cheap bastard deal. You can get a $50 gift certificate for just $25, and we have with us the district manager for Aviva Trattoria, Charles. Thanks for having us. The Italian sandwich was great as always.
I hear that's a favorite of yours.
It is, and soon I will have some cannolis. That's another one of my favorites.
Excellent.
And this is a great place, and we look forward to spending the afternoon here. And so tell us about, you got a new place opening in Stoneham?
So yeah, actually we just broke ground today. It's going to be at 99 Main Street there in Stoneham at the Redstone Plaza shopping plaza. Very excited. Saw some video of them digging out the bar today, and we're slated to open at the beginning of January.
Oh, wow. That's not long.
It should not take long at all. You know, knock on wood.
It's not exactly the big dig. Things move quicker in the dreaded private sector, though, don't they? So we've also, you can use these gift certificates from Aviva Trattoria at all of the locations,
correct,
including the one starting in January. There's one in Waltham.
So, no, we're actually in Westford.
Maynard.
Marlboro.
Yeah.
Right here in beautiful downtown Malden.
Yeah.
And in Wrentham.
Okay, sorry. I was getting my W towns confused. All right, and then Stoneham is next, so that'll be the sixth one.
That'll be number six.
All right, so this is great. So why should people come down today? I've been telling them that they can have a lot of fun down here today. What do you got
to offer?
There's
some great fun happening. We have some little giveaways. We have some pizza going out to everybody. I see a family on the back over there having a good time with some pizza, and you have your books and T-shirts,
yep,
and such, yeah.
So it's great, and this is a nice place, you know. And football season is starting. This is a great bar, like all the Aviva Trattorias.
And it's true.
All
we had a good kickoff last night, and games are on all weekend long.
And it got four big TVs here. It's a great place to go. And again, there's plenty of parking in the garage next door. It's just an easy place to get to.
Right around the corner of the Jackson Street Garage, we do complimentary valet parking 7 days a week. They are actually open on the weekends, available complimentary as well.
Okay, so it's complimentary, so that's great. So, you know, what are the number one, for people who haven't been here, and I'm sorry if you haven't been here because it's a great Italian restaurant. What are your top entrees, Charles?
Oh, well, this is the go-to place. If you're looking for, like, a great chicken parm or a good Caesar salad, you know, the go-tos are perfect. We love the meatball fra diavolo, if you look for a little spice. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And the pizzas are always amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a great chef with Anthony. He really knows what he's doing.
He does know what he's doing.
And then you got a complete, well-stocked bar. You got everything, every kind of specialty cocktail.
It's true.
Craft beers. How many taps there? Looks like you got 15.
So we do 16 taps at each location. We change the menu with the seasons. I think Anthony had mentioned that before. And it's the same for the liquor as well. So as we progress into the fall, you'll see a little bit of nuance change on the food menu, and then we'll complement that with the beverage as well.
All right, so if you want to get these go fast. So if you want a $50 gift certificate to Aviva Trattoria with the five, soon to be six locations, you can go to howiecarshow.com, howiecarshow.com, and click on store and get one of these gift certificates. And, you know, the thing is, Christmas is coming up, and you can just hold it, and you know, people will think you're a real sport. You've given them a $50 gift certificate, and you're only out $25.
Could make a great stocking stuffer.
Stocking stuffer, not more than a stocking stuffer, Charles. Could be your primary gift if you're a cheap bastard, I guess, like me. All right, so this is it. Come on down, everybody. We really want to have a lot of people here. Everybody having a good time. Everybody got a nice book. I mean, there's another nice Christmas gift. We come in here maybe once a year, and we have regulars that come in every time. We got the retired fire chief is here, and lots of other people. And again, we're holding a table right here for the junior senator from Massachusetts, Mr. Frosty Markey, and if he can find his way down here, which is extremely doubtful. Does he ever come in here, Charles?
I can't speak to that.
he gets into Malden about as often as Santa Claus does. You know, about once a year he stops by for a goes down the chimney. All right, Charles. Again, we're having a great time, and thank you. The Italian sandwich was great, everything here is fantastic. And could you bring me over a plate of cannolis?
A plate of cannolis? Absolutely.
Yes.
You got it.
Yes. Thank you very much, Charles.
All
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.